Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a story written by Arbel Zacharia. Who is Arbel Zacharia? He works for Ascent, which is a Chabad institution in Tzfat that helps people to learn about Torah and mitzvahs, about Hashem, and to discover the treasures of being a Jew. Arbel writes as follows. I'm 42 years old and married. I work for Ascent of Tzfat, which is this yeshiva that I just told you about, a yeshiva and outreach organization. I've been part of Ascent's IDF educational department for 18 years. So one of the things that Ascent does is help to educate Jewish soldiers to Torah and mitzvahs. Besides giving talks, I play three musical instruments, and I conduct guided tours and bar and bat mitzvah celebrations in the old city of Tzfat. Last Thursday morning, my wife was at work, and my house was like a battle zone. Now, he's talking about October 19th, which was a week after the beginning of the war. That is the war against Hamas. My wife was at work, and my house was like a battle zone. The war had closed the daycare centers and schools for my six children, and I was losing the battle. In other words, it was very hard to manage his children. Then I got the call, Arbel, one of our soldiers is getting married in 2 hours. We need someone to entertain them. Play music. The bride is simply not willing to postpone her wedding to the man that she has dreamt of finding. And even if it means she won't have a fancy wedding, but still she had planned it for a year, so what? She's willing to give it all up and just have her family and friends, but she wants to get married now. We need you to make this wedding a blast, said Rabbi Ari Brud, the manager of Ascent's Army Division. After the wedding, continue with the original plan to visit three bases on the northern border to lift the spirits of soldiers who will be spending another Shabbos away from home. With Hashem's help, I found a babysitter, not easy in these days of tension, and sped to Ascent. Yosef and Tal, the two other musicians, were already there, and we loaded the sound equipment into my 8-person multi-purpose vehicle. Before racing to the wedding, an hour's drive away, every inch of remaining space in the car was stuffed with challah rolls, wine, and other Shabbos essentials for soldiers at border outposts. Ascent distributed over 13,000 challah rolls last Shabbos and 10,000 the week before. With well over 100,000 of our finest soldiers protecting the border, the IDF was unable to supply all of the troops with all of their physical needs. So we at Ascent took it on to help what was missing by supplying Shabbos needs for the soldiers. Now just close your eyes and imagine. As we drive up, there's the bride and groom, Mayan and Chayim, who had arrived shortly before for the chuppah. And who's singing? Over 400 Golani soldiers singing, Am Yisrael Chai, Am Yisrael Chai. Without any notice, one of Israel's top recording artists, also called up with the other 360,000 reservists, Idan Amedi, surprised the entire crowd and brought the bride to tears by singing under the chuppah as the three of us accompanied him on our instruments. Idan had to rush back to his base of combat engineers, so we had to continue alone without him. The soldiers erupted in wild dancing as they joined us, singing in Hebrew, We are believers, sons of believers, and have no one to rely on other than our Father in heaven, Hashem. Their dancing was so intense that it melted away almost 2 weeks of terrible tension. Mayan and Chaim were overwhelmed with joy. After 40 minutes of nonstop dancing and singing, the base commander called out to us, Cut the music now! Our unit is being called to the border. One more song, and the soldiers boarded buses to their mission, and we were off to the next base, where we had to entertain the soldiers. Now, to protect the soldiers, the IDF did not tell us where our next performance was going to be. Rather, we were met by a jeep at a junction on the way to Nahariya, and they escorted us to the base. Just as we started playing, the air raid siren shrieked into the bunker with 200 soldiers, captive audience. as the doors were bolted shut. As the bombing became louder and more frequent, the singing intensified. More and more soldiers singing songs of hope, prayer, and yearning for victory. And peace that shattered the gates of heaven and exploded into a joy-filled dance. Bomb shelters have great acoustics. I don't think they have great acoustics. I think he's joking. Okay, we came to give them strength, but they ended up strengthening us. An hour and a half of bombing passed in minutes. With the all-clear siren, we rushed out, already late for our next concert. We were already packed and in the car when a bus of religious soldiers returned from a mission. Seeing our guitars and drums, they implored us, please stay and daven the afternoon prayers with us, mincha, before sunset, and then play one song to lift their spirits. Well, one song led to another song. We probably sang another four or five songs before the jeep escorting us to the next base forced us to depart. After another 35-minute drive, we arrived at a checkpoint where we were told that the situation had heated up too much, too dangerous to continue. When the road finally opened, we received word that the unit we were going to play for had been mobilized. They had to leave. We would have to move on to the final scheduled show. After 20 more minutes of driving, we were again stopped at a roadblock. The soldiers said that we would have to wait for things to calm down before we could proceed. Now it was dark. We were exhausted. Our wives were demanding we should come home. They were calling us, have to come home now. Not only were they afraid for us, they needed help with the children and preparation for Shabbos. The young corporal escorting us pleaded with us, no, please continue. Nevertheless, we had to listen to our wives, so we started to return to Sfat. But a minute later, the young corporal was on the phone again. The roads had now been opened. Please come and give the performance. You'll lift the hearts of the soldiers. Well, our hearts told us we could not let them down. 150 soldiers waiting for us, and then a small miracle occurred. Our wives also said, go ahead. As before, the soldiers did not want us to stop playing or singing. We gave them an island of stability and sanity in a world that has gone insane. With Hashem's help, we fuel them with hope and strength. They want to get as much as they can before going back to the grind of war. When I arrived home at close to 11 p.m., I spent a half hour with my kids who had stayed up late to see their Abba. And then I got the call. Arbel, said Ari, the one in charge of the Tzfat Army Education section. Tomorrow the IDF needs us to do 17 concerts before Shabbat. I need you to help arrange 5 teams to tackle this mission. My wife and I were speechless. We had prepared nothing for Shabbos, but what could we do? Israel needs us. I hope I was successful, Arbel writes, in giving you a taste of the impact of the 23 concerts we did for 1,850 soldiers last Thursday and Friday. And then he goes on to say, that's why I'm writing this, because Ascent is in need of financial support, and this will, of course, help the IDF, will help the war effort, will help the hostages, and we must try to do everything we can for Israel. Now, not everyone listening to this is a musician or a soldier, but each of us can do our part in the war effort. And that means davening prayer from Tillim, from Psalms, or your own prayers, sincere prayers, learning extra Torah and mitzvahs, doing acts of goodness and kindness, whatever we can do helps. The soldiers are strengthened by our tefillos, our prayers, and our learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Please, please, do everything you can and more than you can to help win this war against evil and to help bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.